This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Delegates at the UN's COP27 climate summit in Egypt agreed on Sunday to discuss whether rich nations should compensate poor countries most vulnerable to climate change for their suffering.
This creates, for the first time, an institutionally stable space on the formal agenda of the COP and the Paris Agreement to discuss the pressing issue of funding arrangements needed to deal with existing gaps in responding to loss and damage.
That was COP27 President Sameh Shoukry at the opening session. A plane has crashed into Lake Victoria on approach to an airport in Tanzania. The country's prime minister says 19 people have died in the crash, raising the number of dead. Local authorities said most of those on board were rescued and taken to a hospital. The first responders and opposition war monitors say Syrian government forces have shelled tent settlements housing families displaced by the country's conflict in the rebel-held northwest, killing at least 10 people and wounding dozens. Sunday shelling is the latest violation of a truce reached between Russia and Turkey in March of 2020. It ended a Russian-backed government offensive on Idlib province, which is the last major rebel-held stronghold in Syria. The vast majority of Iran's 290 lawmakers on Sunday demanded that the judiciary apply an eye-for-an-eye retribution justice when dealing with enemies of God, that's how they quoted them, in the strife-torn country. The declaration, approved by 227 parliamentarians, comes as protests following the death of Mahsa Amini have entered an eighth week. The 22-year-old woman died in custody following her arrest by Tehran's morality police for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. Iranian authorities described the protests as riots. This is VOA News. A marathon returns in Beijing as Chinese authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy, but public outrage continues over strict virus lockdown rules. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon has more.
Thousands of marathon runners took to the streets of the Chinese capital as authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy. But public frustration rises as strict lockdown rules have seen many tragic cases of people continuously denied timely care for non-COVID-related medical emergencies. In the latest case, property management and community staff are being investigated for not acting quickly enough to prevent the death of a 55-year-old woman with suicidal tendencies. According to the report, she fell from her 12th floor apartment after her building was barricaded for 10 days under lockdown. Despite its controversial approach, China has managed to keep its death toll low compared to other major countries. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his country urgently needs to strengthen its military capabilities as security risks increase, including threats from North Korea and Russia's war on Ukraine. He was speaking at an international fleet review where 18 warships from 12 countries participated Sunday, including the United States, Australia, Canada, India, New Zealand, Singapore, and South Korea. South Korea joined for the first time in 7 years, in the latest sign of improvement in strained ties between Tokyo and Seoul. Members of an indigenous group angry over inaction after an oil spill seized dozens of people on an Amazon riverboat to protest a lack of government aid, this according to local media Sunday. The unrest came 2 days after the group released some 100 tourists, several of them foreigners, whom they had taken hostage for a day to draw attention to the environmental damage from a mid-September spill of 2,500 tons of crude oil in the Cuniquillo River. The cargo and passenger boat, Coquito, was seized early Saturday on the Maranon River near the indigenous community of Cunincio in the remote Loreto region of northern Peru. Pope Francis wrapped up the first ever papal trip to Bahrain by encouraging priests and nuns to keep ministering to the Gulf Kingdom's tiny Catholic flock.
La divisione del mondo e anche le differenze etniche, culturali e rituali non possono ferire o compromettere l'unità dello spirito.
He was specifically mentioning prisoners. Francis on Sunday again raised the plight of prisoners in Bahrain in the final event of his four-day trip. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Ryan.